Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of the show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating the life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. On this podcast, we break down the process of manifestation to concrete, actionable, tangible steps so that you're able to fully apply these beautiful concepts to whatever it is your heart desires, whether it's an overflow of cash, more meaningful friendships, that loving partner, the job that gets you jumping out of bed, travel to the most exotic locations all over this beautiful planet, and so much more. If you have a desire in your heart, it means it was made to be physically manifested. And now your job as an intention manifester is to line up your energy to the outcome, letting go of how it's going to manifest and remembering that you are co-creating with a power greater than you. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get new notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. As always, I'm so beyond grateful and thrilled that you choose to spend this time with me. And if you haven't already, I'd be so, so grateful if you leave a review on whatever platform you listen to this podcast. That really helps with the algorithm and making sure more people who could benefit from the content I share are able to access it. And with that being said, I want to talk about a topic that has been on my heart lately, and it's one that sways a lot of people, especially if you've been brought up with this notion of nazar or evil eye. It's very easy to forget your power as intention manifester. When things don't go your way, when everything around you seems to be contradicting your desire, it's very easy to believe you're not going to get what you want. And what we're going to talk about in today's episode is the fact that no external condition can come in the way of you and your desire. I'll say it again. No external condition can come in the way of you and your desire. You are the operant power. You are the deciding factor of what manifests. And whatever energy you're operating out of, you will receive more of the same. And the same way no extra circumstance or person can come in the way of you and your desire, nobody can manifest for you. No matter how much you love your kids or your husband or your friends, if they're not changing, they're not going to see their lives change, no matter how many good vibes you send their way. And it goes both ways. And now it's about, firstly, asking yourself, where am I justifying why I'm not able to get what I want? But secondly, how am I making myself powerless? How am I holding on to this notion that there's something or someone outside of me that has more say in my life? And the other day, I was cleaning up my iPhone and I was on my notes app and I came across a list of goals I typed out in my notes app in January 2020. I believe the exact date was January 11th, 2020. And this was way before any of us knew what we were in for in terms of the pandemic. And as I was reading the goals, I'd broken up into categories, professional, personal, spiritual, and fitness. And I was shook. I got exactly what I had written down without having to settle. And when I think back why this came to be, which I'll explain to you what they were in a second, it's purely down to the fact that A, my level of trust in the process of manifestation allowed me to align with the outcome. But secondly, I was really able to apply the concepts to ensure that no external 3D condition could get in my way. And I say this time and time again, but knowing is not enough. If you aren't actually applying and embodying these concepts, no amount of knowledge and understanding of manifestation is going to be enough for you to get what you want. But when you can really start to apply them, you will see things happening that make no logical sense. Even though there's so many factors, so many obstacles that you're up against, it becomes irrelevant. Circumstances will not matter. Because again, your energy is what creates, not the external world. You are the starting point, and your outer world is nothing more than a projection, an externalized manifestation of you. And so under personal, I've written trip to Maldives, trip to New York. Both were completely random destinations. I had written down, I'd never been to the Maldives at the time. And I guess like most humans on this planet, I wanted to go. And secondly is I'd been to New York, but I went when I was a kid. So I hadn't had like an adult, actually, I know I lie. I have had an adult experience back in 2015. I'd gone on a girls trip, but since 2015, I hadn't gone. I was like, I really want to go and like just experience New York again and do all like the touristy stuff. Whereas that trip I went on 2015, there was a lot of like partying and whatnot. And anyways, that was in January. And then the pandemic hit. I was locked down in Bombay. Travel was very restricted. Yet these two trips in the midst of the pandemic, they happened. But here's the thing is both of these trips manifested in ways I could have never predicted. So with the first one, the trip to the Maldives, in December 2020, there was a small window whereby India's borders had opened up and the Maldives borders were also open. And it was also the same time as my mom's birthday. And so I treated her to a birthday trip to the Maldives, which this is a whole nother conversation, a whole other podcast episode. But that really is a top tier manifestation. Being able to give such a special gift to someone you care about without having to think so hard about the price tag. And this is why we talk all about manifesting money, but it's for these moments when you can actually become the most generous version of yourself. So that was one. And then shortly after, I think it was like 2 weeks after we got back, the border shut down again. And then in 2021, again, I was also locked down in Bombay and I wanted to go to London for the summer. And the problem was that the UK had a list whereby certain countries were banned from entering because of the severity of the pandemic in those countries. This was known as their red list. And India was indefinitely placed on the UK's red list, which meant I could not fly directly, as much as flights were running, I could not fly directly from Bombay to London. I had to be out of India for 10 days before I could step foot in London. And my options were very limited, but being a US citizen, it meant that I was able to go to the US. That was my only option, because if you weren't a US citizen at the time, you would not be able to enter from India. Because again, the severity of the pandemic in India. And so because I was determined to be in London for the summer, I first flew to New York. I stayed there for 10 days and then I was able to go to London for the rest of the summer. And again, when I probably wrote down those goals, I probably thought, okay, I'm going to just find the right time in the year and then I'll book off these trips. I'll save up enough whereby I can enjoy splurging on myself for these trips. But lo and behold, I came out with much more exciting stories in terms of how both of them manifested. And that is the beauty of the process of manifestation. You don't need to know how. So often we are letting our logic overrule and we're trying to force an outcome. And so we might receive a desire that semi-resembles our desire because we're using so much force and control. But is it going to feel as satisfying or as fulfilling in the long run? Most likely not. And secondly is remembering that when it comes to manifestation, if you're actually approaching it correctly, there is, like I said, nothing outside of you can touch your manifestations. Nothing can come in the way of you and your desires when you are firm in your conviction and fully embodied in the outcome you're creating. I remember in 2020 when I was determined to travel, people were like, oh, you know, maybe you shouldn't get your hopes up, or unlikely, there's no way that you're going to be able to travel, blah, blah, blah. And of course, they were saying it out of love, but I refuse for that to be my reality. I refuse to buy into that. No, I know better. And now I'm going to go after what it is that I want, not worrying about the how. Because when it comes to being an intention manifester, all you have to do is, number one, make a decision. What do you want? Not hoping or wishing or it would be nice. No, I'm deciding. This is the reality I'm experiencing. I'm choosing to experience. Then you align. So through your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, you start to embody the reality, the version of you who's already manifested her desire. And lastly is between that moment of change and you receiving your desire, focus on creating enough momentum. And with enough momentum, that potential will collapse into your reality. That potential will physically manifest from an energetic level into one that you can access and experience with all five of your senses. And when you can fully detach from needing your desire or needing to know how your desire is going to manifest, and instead focus on aligning and embodying your desire, that's when getting what you want happens so effortlessly. This is a concept that I've been thinking about a lot over the last few days is, you know, when it comes to manifestation, when we experience these like amazing outcomes, it feels like we're experiencing magic. And then we kind of chalk it up to, oh, manifestation is magic. But here's the thing is manifestation is not magic. You are the magic. We all have magic within us. And we can now decide, am I going to wait for the magic to unfold? Can I start to create the magic within me with the knowingness that I will see that being reflected back to me? And how do I create magic? It's by stepping to my power that I get to decide what I want, but more importantly, who I'm going to be. And when I can create that shift within me, I will inevitably see that shift mirrored back to me. And when you are approaching your desires, be mindful about who you tell what you're manifesting, because every one of us, we're projecting our own beliefs and our own limitations. Not because we want to sway anyone, but that's just how we function as humans. And there are going to be people, especially people who don't fully understand the extent to which manifestation works, or people who have not been as successful with the process of manifestation, they're very likely to tell you that you're being too delusional, or like I experience, advise you not to get your hopes up. But to be honest, I would rather be so delusional with what I'm going after, allowing myself to decide to call in an extraordinary lives, get my hopes so high, with the knowingness that if I'm able to properly let go of control and commit to my desire to go all in with what I want, getting my desire, receiving my desire, it's inevitable. It might not come on my timeline, but it has to unfold. And I think it's also really important to allow yourself to be humble enough to know that your ego is going to get bruised, that part of you that wants to control, wants to micromanage, wants to force and control. But if you can shut down that part of you, oh boy, get ready. And that's exactly what I'm teaching you in Seal the Deal. It's the second round of this program. In the last round, the ladies saw so many incredible results, mind-blowing manifestations. I believe there was one who her account was scammed and she like a lot got taken out. And just by applying what we're going through, she got all that money back. And there's just so many other stories. And over the 4 weeks together, we're going to move at a very accelerated pace whereby you're going to learn how to feel so safe to let go of control, but more importantly, how to stay embodied in the outcome you want, how to really trust in your desire, and how to fully align. That's the key, is the alignment. And the other day, I had someone randomly message me on Instagram, send me a DM. And you could tell that she was exasperated. She was telling me how she'd been doing everything to manifest. She'd been listening to subliminals, writing down affirmations, visualizing the works. Man, I was exhausted reading what she was doing. It's a lot. But here's the thing. She was doing all this, but she was getting the opposite of her desire. Or she was getting nothing at all. No movement in her reality. And as anyone in her shoes would be, she was perplexed about where she was going wrong. And I've heard a variation of the scenario plenty of times over the past 11 years of coaching. And this could be in any field that you're manifesting, whether it's in terms of money, the relationships, the health, the career, whereby you feel like you're taking action, you're doing all the things by the book, yet something is amiss, something is not shifting. And the most common block for most people, and this might be relevant to you if you haven't yet seen your desire manifest despite the action you're taking, it's because you haven't actually implemented the final step of the manifestation process, which is surrendering and letting go of control. Because yes, manifestation is is about alignment. So aligning your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. Of course, you got to take action. Action is what revs up the engine of manifestation. You can't just approach with a passive stance and expect that, okay, you've decided you're going to manifest money, then suddenly someone's going to ring your doorbell and give you a fat wad of cash or whatnot. You got to take some kind of action. But once you've taken action, then it's about leaning back and allowing yourself to actually receive your desire, not do more. But what most people do, because again, the logic, the need to control kicks in, whereby, okay, I've taken action, it's not here yet. Ah, freak out. Let me do more. Let me do more. And you're just living in this state of lack. But instead, this is the duality of life playing in again. It's like, okay, one step forward, then lean back. Take one action, lean back. And you can find it's a beautiful dichotomy whereby you are playing with these different energies within you of action, receiving, and just know how to harness both those energies depending on where you're at in your journey. Oh, getting what you want happens so quickly. And you might be thinking, okay, Kushboo, this is great. I know what surrendering is. I have surrendered. I have let go of control. But even that hasn't worked for me. Okay. The thing is, and this is a litmus test you can do whenever you are convinced you've surrendered, is to ask yourself, when I face an obstacle or an inconvenience or a delay or a redirection, what is my emotional state? Because if every time you are up against some kind of minor inconvenience or an obstacle or a delay whereby your desire is taking longer than expected, or you're being redirected, so the path you thought you were on, it shifts, whatever it is. If you find yourself in a spiral of fear, doubt, worry, going into panic mode, freaking out, those emotions, which again, emotions are nothing more than energy in motion, your emotions are telling you exactly how you fare. Those emotions are telling you that you've not actually surrendered. There is still your ego that's coming into play. There's still your logic, which is holding on to how it has to be. And here's the thing, is that when it comes to manifestation, partial surrender is not enough. Even though your ego is trying to convince you otherwise, but when you're operating from a one foot in, one foot out level of trust, that is the exact reason why your desire isn't manifesting. I say this with love, but sloppy energy does not, will not, and never will create full-blown manifestations. I'll say it again, but sloppy energy does not, will not, and never will create full-blown manifestations. You might see glimpses of your desire, but if you wanted to fully manifest in ways you can't even imagine and to receive more than what you asked for, it comes down to one thing and one thing alone. You need to fully let go and surrender. And that's exactly what I'm teaching you in Seal the Deal. How to feel safe enough to fully surrender so that something bigger, whether you call it God, the universe, angels, nature, can actually step in to fill in the details, to help you close the gap between you and your desire. It's a 4-week program, but we're moving so fast over the 4 weeks. And trust me, when you can line up your energy, when you can let go of this neediness, this attachment, and therefore the resistance, energy moves so freaking fast. We start officially on Thursday, May 16th. The link with more details and to sign up is in the show notes. If you have any questions at all, my DMs are always open on Instagram. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushku.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.